Eric DeRosa, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Director of St. James Parish Emergency Preparedness. Eric, did I pronounce your last name right?
It's close enough. DeRosa is
DeRosa. You know, I should have taken French, but especially living in this area, I should have taken French. DeRosa.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Eric, all right, listen, tell us about St. James Parish. What have you experienced and what do you expect?
Right now, so far, it's just light rain and some gusty winds coming in, but we are very near to getting the full brunt of the eye within the next hour or two as Francine moves in and tracks up with his northeast. So we pretty much have everything set, and we're riding out and doing what we need to do. We just want to make sure residents stay put, hunker down, don't go out and try to go out and look at things, you know, be mindful of what's going on, be careful, you know, down power lines and such, especially after the storm, and that's maybe mixed in with trees and when they're trying to do cleanup.
All right, you feel like the people of St. James Parish are paying attention to that?
Yes, I feel confident the residents of the parish are doing that, and they've taken their necessary precautions and doing what they need to. You know, this is not our first rodeo here. You know, 3 years ago we had Ida. We were very, very fortunate. We had no injuries dealing with the storm, or major injuries that were. But we had one death due to, complications with carbon monoxide and such. But yeah, as far as safety and cleaning up, that was good, you know.
Now, you also have Pete Dufresne, president of St. James Parish, with you, correct?
Yes, he's in here with me also.
Okay.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
Sure, Pete. So how's it going in St. James Parish? You feel like people are paying attention to the idea of staying off the road?
You know, yes, I do. I do feel like people are paying attention. You know, to my knowledge, all of the grocery stores and the gas stations are closed at this time. They've been, I think the last one closed at 2 p.m. And that alone gave everyone a reason not to travel.
Right.
We did not issue a mandatory mandatory curfew, but we were asking residents to find wherever you're gonna hunker down at and ride the storm out to be at that place for early afternoon, you know, 1-2 o'clock at the latest. And it seems like everybody's been respecting that position that we've taken with that. And we're asking residents again, you know, should we experience interruptions in cell phone services or things like that, let's just consider no news is good news. It's not a good idea to go ride and check on friends or family because you can't get to them if cellular service or anything happens to go out. Because the last thing we want to do is cause any reason to put our rescue workers and our emergency personnel in harm's way, having to go rescue someone in a storm, you know. So we're asking everyone to please stay sheltered in place until the conditions are safe to travel, you know, after the storm passes.
Pete, what do you think is going to be the biggest challenge for St. James Parish? And is there a specific area of the parish that poses a challenge for you?
Right. Well, yeah. So actually, my biggest concern at the moment is because St. James Parish is on that northeast quadrant, you know, I'm fearful of any tornadoes that may spin off of that circulation. We all know there's absolutely nothing we can do to prevent that. But that would be my biggest fear right now. And then other than that, is, you know, depending on the path and the travel, this tide surge and rising waters coming from on the east bank, either from the Lake Pontchartrain through Lake Maurepas into the Blind River Basin, or from the west bank, you know, it comes right up through Lafitte and the Barataria Basin into Lake Salvador and Lake DeZalman, and that puts water right into the South Vashri community on the west bank of St. James. So those two things right now is my biggest concerns for St. James Parish would be the threat of tornadoes or a rise in surface levels, yeah, you know, with the high tide.
And Eric, from a logistical standpoint, you're prepared, the St. James Parish is prepared for the storm?
Yes, we are prepared. We have all our assets. We got high water vehicles ready between the parish and sheriff's office and fire department. We got some boats. We have high water vehicles to do anything that we may need in the event we do have a lot of storm surge that does come in.
Yeah. I mean, what if somebody... Go ahead, Pete.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, we also do have operations personnel sheltered, or both different crews on the East Bank and the West Bank, that they have chainsaws and tractors and front-end loaders with all the necessary tools that we need to be able to cut and push trees or debris off of the roadways should that need arise. We are ready to do that as soon as the storm passes and at first light. So we should be able to get in shape pretty quickly after the storm passes.
Let's say somebody went into labor during the storm. Would you be able to get them to a hospital?
Acadian Ambulance is here. They're actually in the EOC. They actually have units throughout. And Acadian's policy, when 40-mile-an-hour winds come into play, the ambulances cannot ride on the road because of safety of the ambulances and high-side vehicles. You know, Sheriff's Office, we've had that situation during Katrina where somebody went in labor and they ended up putting them in the back of a sheriff's office unit and got them to the hospital. But, you know, you got to watch the conditions, because conditions may not allow us to do that this time. You don't know what that situation looks like at that time.
Well, Pete Dufresne and Eric DeRosha, I hope I got close to that, from St. James Parish. Thank you guys for being with us. And if you have any information that you want to pass on, please feel free to call us here at WWL, and we'll make sure we get the information to everybody in St. James Parish.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sure. All right, thanks.